Welcome to Labor and Commerce. Today is April 17th. We are gaveling in at 10:03 a.m. Prisoner Representative Ledoux, Representative Tilton, Representative Hughes, Representative Culver, Representative Keto, and myself, Chair Olson. We do have a quorum to conduct business. We have one item on the calendar today, Senate Bill 193. And if I could have Jesse Logan and Senator McGuire please join us at the table. Jesse's going to do it, or both of you guys? Or
I'll just start out, and then if you have questions. First of all, good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the House Labor and Commerce Committee. This is a great committee, and one of my last times testifying in the House, so it's an honor to be before you.
Of my last times listening, too.
Exactly. We're in the retirement class, so we'll just call each other next year and just pretend like we're going through this again, right? So this is a good bill. It's an extension of a policy we put into place in 2010 as a part of an energy package. Mr. Chairman, as you recall, renewable energy is a place we're trying to incentivize wherever we can, particularly in small communities that depend on diesel, which is, of course, a very high-priced commodity. What the bill would do is extend the sunset on an already existing exemption in state law, which allows for power plants that generate electricity entirely from renewable energy resources to be exempt from regulation by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska. And there are a couple of caveats. It has to be less than 65 megawatts in capacity. They have to have been placed into commercial operation on or after August 31st, 2010. I highlight that for you to consider as you move on into the future, whether you might want to come back and revisit if this program ends up continuing to work. They could not have received any state grants or tax credits. And here's the really important part to those who like to see RCA regulation. They have to be selling power on a wholesale basis to regulated utilities who then distribute power to local customers. And as a result of that, then you do have a little bit of an RCA component in there, making sure the rates are fair and reasonable to Alaskans. Just to note that even the federal government does not regulate facilities like this under 80 megawatts, so Alaska was one of the only that did. And this is an opportunity to continue to help incentivize this area by reducing government regulation. I think in times of shortage in our budget, you're going to start to see more creative ideas like this, where you're trying to help the private sector in ways that reduce government costs and so forth, as opposed to outright grants, which we had historically done in years past and no longer are able to do. So I'd encourage member support. Jesse, you want to add anything?
Any questions for the senator? Seeing none, Jesse is going to help us with the one amendment. Members have in their packet the amendment on the sunset extension, I believe, and I would entertain a motion to adopt the amendment.
Mr. Chair, I move amendment number one.
And I'll object for purposes of discussion. Jesse.
Thank you. For the record, Jesse Logan, Chief of Staff to Senator McGuire. I believe the amendment you have before you places the sunset extension to July 1st, 2021, which would be a five-year extension from now. Previously, it had been sunsetting in January. When we found that was a donut hole, as we go through the legislative process, it would be a few months of questionable deregulation there. And a five-year sunset is a reasonable amount of time for programs to continue to work and give the legislature a chance for a look back to make sure that those programs are working the way that they're supposed to and have opportunity to extend again if they wish.
Any questions for Jesse, Representative Hughes?
Yes, I understand the Alaska Power Association was concerned and wanted a sunset, and they originally the bill had a 2020 and now we're 2021. Is that is the Power Association supportive now?
Through the chair, Representative Hughes, originally the bill had 2026, and you should have in your packet a letter dated February 29th saying that they were not going to oppose that.
Oh, okay.
And then in an earlier committee in the other body, it was changed to 2020, and then when they took the sunset out in the next committee, the APA then decided they were uncomfortable with that. They would appreciate a look back period. And I, to the best of my knowledge, 2021 is satisfactory to them.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Representative Guido.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Logan. So the original authorization I'm looking at, is that from 2010 to 2016?
Representative Guido, through the chair, that's correct.
Okay, so this is a similar amount of time we're looking forward. So we've got, we haven't had any issues with the amount of time we've spent with the program so
far? Chair, to the best of my knowledge, that is also correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any further questions? With that, I'll remove my objection to the amendment. Any further objections? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted. Anybody in the room that would care to testify on this bill? Is there anybody online? Questions only. With that, I will close out public testimony. Bring it back to the committee. What are the wishes of the committee?
Well, I discussion. Have, well, and I know where you are trying to keep this brief. I'm just wondering, since that original 2010 to 2016, what kind of activity did we see growth in these small power plants, and just comment on that so we kind of know what to expect over the next 5 years.
Thank you. Through the chair, Representative Hughes, I anticipated that question, and Jesse and I were discussing this morning. The one that's come online is Fire Island in our community, but there are many others underway. You see people here in the room representing various interests throughout the state trying to get some of these power plants up and going. So the only one that is actually proven out and helping to ease the burden on consumers by offering additional energy sources, electricity sources, is Fire Island. But the reason I brought up the point about the sunset and also the various boundaries we have on it is for you to consider as a placeholder in your mind when you come back and look at it in 6 years, whether you want to continue to have it grow. Jesse's saying also Delta Wind Farm. Okay.
Yeah.
Delta Wind Farm. And so, because I think there's a lot of interest. When I spoke down at APA, I had people ask whether I'd consider expanding the number of megawatts, specifically, what is there? The Fairbanks?
GVEA.
Yeah, GVEA asked about it. And people are uncomfortable about that at this moment, I think. But when you start to talk to them, it's really that nobody wants to be regulated by the RCA. And I hate to say that, but I know they're working to try and shorten the time that they respond to dockets to be more responsive to the companies out there. But the interests of the consumer sometimes are met by RCA and sometimes are not by these additional burdens. So keep your eye on it. My hope is there'll be more of these independent, renewable power plants that come online helping consumers to pay lower electricity costs.
Thank you.
I might add, when the next sunset comes up, the only way the senator and I will know what's going on is when people start calling us at home.
Exactly. and hopefully it'll be in a tropical location, Mr. Chairman, that they're calling us.
Maybe Cuba.
Yeah.
With that, any further questions or comments? Is there a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move SB 193, version 29-LS1513, /H, as amended from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, Senate Bill 193 with individual recommendations. Attached fiscal note as amended moves out of committee, and with that we will adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, would you like to take up a Senate Bill 114 at this time?
We just adjourned.
We can just restructure the permanent fund.